From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Turkish warplanes have attacked pro-Syrian government forces in Syria's northwestern Kurdish enclave of Afrin, killing at least 36 fighters. The Syrian Democratic Forces, a militia alliance led by the Kurdish People's Protection Units, or YPG, confirmed the strikes. Turkey considers the YPG a terrorist group. China has warned about the impact on global trading, and President Trump proceeds with his plans to impose tariffs on imported steel and aluminum. Meantime, Canada and the EU also took exception with the tariffs. We get more now from VOA national correspondent Jim Malone.
The president roiled financial markets by announcing tariffs on imports of steel and aluminum, a move that drew criticism from both parties.
So we're going to build our steel industry back, and we're going to build our aluminum industry back.
Turmoil is nothing new to the Trump White House and is likely a factor in his historically low poll ratings. But Trump is used to being an underdog. The turmoil also extended to the White House staff, where longtime aide Hope Hicks announced she's resigning. There was also growing speculation about the future of Trump's national security advisor, H.R. McMaster. Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.
Burkina Faso's president urging the public to cooperate more closely with the country's military after an armed group coordinated attacks on France's embassy and culture center, plus the military headquarters in the capital of Ouagadougou. The group to support Islam and Muslims claim responsibility for the attacks in a message by Mauritania's Al Akhbar News Agency. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson traveling to Africa this week. The story now from VOA's Nike Ching.
Secretary of State Rex Tillerson's travel to Africa comes after the recent mass kidnapping of schoolgirls in Nigeria. State Department officials say finding ways to combat such incidents and promoting counterterrorism and security cooperation are high priorities for the top U.S. diplomat. Tillerson's trip is also seen as a good opportunity for the United States to reaffirm ties with African nations, particularly after President Donald Trump referred to the continent and Haiti in a derogatory manner earlier this year. Nike Chin, VOA News, the State Department.
Polls are open as Italians vote in a general election to select a new parliament in which there is no clear-cut favorite amid a pervasive populist sentiment. This voter is in Rome. It was complicated. They have made everything complicated. Nobody is going to win. If you get 50% of the vote, you can't govern. And is this normal? No. They have done it. Now we are going to have to vote another time. Next time, I'm not going to bother. Politicians were forbidden to campaign on Saturday, but Italy's former Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi made a surprise appearance at a chapel in Naples. Berlusconi, who served four terms as Prime Minister, cannot run in today's election because of a tax fraud conviction in 2013, but he is the driving force behind the center-right Forza Italia party. Forecasters say the election will result likely without a clear winner. Young immigrants who were brought to the U.S. illegally have again appealed to officials to extend a program that allows them to stay in the country. Two U.S. federal judges have temporarily blocked White House plans to end the program known as DACA, which would end up going beyond 50. But the same relief is roughly 800,000 DACA recipients, but most said it's left them in limbo. Ilse Bu is a DACA recipient from Honduras.
And then me leaving this country, going back to Honduras, and then closing the doors of not being able to come back here, I think of the struggle, the sacrifice my parents and my grandparents made just to bring me here, that would just be automatically thrown into the trash.
The Obama-era initiative DACA gives Ilse the right to stay temporarily in the U.S. and the right to work. Trump administration has called on lawmakers to significantly reform the U.S. immigration system. This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.